From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 28, 2022. This revised episode from December 2018 is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. This week, that excerpt of Hiking in the Highland Firs by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, opens an episode on a woody plant structure that's closed during wintertime and whose opening is a mark of spring. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to some of the weather that trees and shrubs endure during a Virginia winter and see if you can guess this structure. And here's a hint. If you don't know this, you might ask a buddy. If you guessed tree and shrub buds, you're right. Buds are one of woody plants' adaptations for surviving winter's cold temperatures, drying conditions, and damaging winds. Buds contain meristematic tissue, the tissue that will be future growing stems or flowers. Sometimes woody plant buds include only the meristematic tissue, but more typically that tissue is covered by small folded leaves and modified leaf structures called bud scales. Just like tree and shrub leaves, buds have distinctive shapes and colors, often allowing identification when leaves are gone. Flowering trees and shrubs form both vegetative and flower buds. The vegetative buds can be at the end of twigs or along the length of twigs in the axils where leaves attach. Flower buds may look very different from vegetative buds, for example, as in the flowering dogwood. Non-flowering trees and shrubs, that is, conifers, the cone-bearing woody plants, such as pines, spruces, and firs, also have vegetative buds that can develop into stems or into cones. In temperate climates, buds typically form at some point during the growing season and then become dormant, that is, stop actively growing, during the winter. In spring, in response to hormones and environmental conditions, bud dormancy ends as the buds open and the enclosed tissues begin developing and growing. But there's much variation among species, and even among individuals within a species, in patterns and timing of bud formation, dormancy, and activity. Now, what makes woody plant buds particularly a water story? Here are three answers to that question. First, the availability of water during bud formation in one year can affect how much tissue is stored in the bud for growth and development the following spring. Second, the meristematic tissue in a bud is protected from drying out by the covering bud scales and undeveloped leaves. And third, while buds don't protect plant cells from freezing, their role in preventing dehydration contributes to the plant's ability to withstand injury from freezing temperatures. As spring unfolds in Virginia, so do the buds on the Commonwealth's woody plants, revealing some of the history and water of last summer, along with the future of this year's growing season. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 20 more seconds of Hiking in the Highland Firs. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.